From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The UK's Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg has summoned the Chinese ambassador over the handling of protests in Hong Kong. It comes as protesters plan to gather in London along with other world cities in support of those demonstrating in Hong Kong. Ollie Barrett reports.
Nick Clegg says he wants to express his alarm over how authorities are handling events unfolding in Hong Kong. He's set to meet with China's ambassador later this week to discuss the demonstrations. Prime Minister David Cameron has expressed deep concern about the situation in the former British colony. When Britain handed Hong Kong back to China in 1997, it was on the basis of guaranteed liberties such as freedom of speech and the right to protest. Thousands of people, meanwhile, are expected to demonstrate in London on Wednesday in support of those protesting in Hong Kong for a free vote over the territory's next leader.
The UK's Royal Air Force military planes have launched attacks on two Islamic State targets, which are the first since the British Parliament approved airstrikes on Friday. The two attacks were carried out in Iraq and were both a success, according to the British Ministry of Defence. Natalie Feary reports from London.
The two targets attacked by the British fighter planes were a position where heavy weapons were kept and an armed pickup truck, both belonging to the Islamic State. The tornadoes were used after being asked to help Kurdish troops, who were under attack in the northwest part of Iraq. This comes as a coalition led by the United States continues to carry out airstrikes on IS targets in both Iraq and Syria. Islamic State militants have seized large areas of both countries, which they have claimed as a caliphate or Islamic State.
The U.S. Secret Service is coming under fire from American lawmakers who want to know how a veteran with diagnosed mental illness managed to scale the fence surrounding the White House and run all the way deep inside the house days ago. According to the Washington Post, Omar Gonzalez was not stopped just inside the front door, but well inside the American president's residence. Washington correspondent Priscilla Huff has more.
Secret Service Director Julia Pearson made no excuses to the Congressional Committee about the lapses in security at the White House. Most recently, Omar Gonzalez running across the lawn and all the way into the East Room.
It's clear that our security plan was not properly executed. This is unacceptable, and I take full responsibility, and I will make sure that it does not happen again.
The congressman pointed out much of the protection of the White House depends on the reputation of the U.S. Secret Service, that the officers will respond quickly and comprehensively. Committee Chair Representative Daryl Issa.
Because 1% failure is not an option.
The Obamas have reportedly been fuming over the repeated security breaches.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Afghanistan and the United States have signed a security agreement enabling American troops to stay in the country after 2014. The long-delayed deal came after the resolution of a dispute between the two frontrunners in the Afghan presidential elections. From Washington, Daniel Wrenches reports.
The security agreement to enable U.S. troops to stay in the country after this year was signed in a televised ceremony with the newly inaugurated President Ashraf Ghani. A similar agreement was also signed with NATO to enable European member countries to contribute around 2,000 of the 12,000 personnel expected to stay after 2014. The agreement will include training and assistance and is considered a major milestone given former President Hamid Karzai's refusal to sign the deal.
And new evidence suggests populations of species have more than halved in the last 40 years, a figure far worse than previously thought. The London Zoological Society has published its new Living Planet Index, which says populations of mammals, birds, reptiles, amphibians, and fish have declined by an average of 52%. Here's Dan Whitehead with more.
The results are far worse than a report published by the same experts 2 years ago, with these fresh findings gathered using new methods. Populations of freshwater species have suffered an even worse fall of 76%. The report puts the dramatic decrease down to humans cutting down trees more quickly than they can regrow, harvesting more fish than the oceans can restock, pumping water from rivers and aquifers faster than rainfall can replenish them, and emitting more carbon than oceans and forests can absorb. However, some critics say the exercise is not statistically valid because it uses conflicting, complicated sets of data. Dan Whitehead, London.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.